Bob Stallman has been president of the American Farm Bureau Federation for 16 years, and he's just a little over a month away now from official retirement at the organization's 97th annual convention in Orlando in January.
You know, truthfully, this has been a fantastic 16 years. You know, 30 years ago when I was a young farmer wading around in the rice fields in my rubber boots and fighting mosquitoes, I never would have thought I could have had an opportunity like this. But getting to know the Farm Bureau members, farmers and ranchers all across this country has been phenomenal. The opportunity to deal with elected leaders, heads of state in some cases, cabinet members all across the world, really, that's something I never thought I could have done. It's been a phenomenal experience, a good experience, but it's time now for someone else to take up the reins for American Farm Bureau Federation.
Stallman says he's proud of what Farm Bureau has been able to accomplish during his 16 years and the many issues he's been actively involved with in just the last couple of years, like WOTUS.
This is a situation we have to continue fighting. I'm very proud of our effort on the Ditch the Rule campaign and bringing to light, you know, what was actually in the rule versus what EPA was putting out in terms of their public relations campaign, which didn't match the words in the rule. So raising that awareness has made a huge difference in the way this is being considered by elected leaders and, frankly, by the ag community.
And Stallman says he was pleased to have been able to watch the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations conclude successfully, and he looks forward to seeing it ratified by Congress.
This is another multi-country agreement that will open up markets for our agricultural products. Is it perfect? No. No trade agreement is perfect. But the balance, we believe, is going to be very beneficial for U.S. agriculture. We're actually doing a very detailed economic analysis within Farm Bureau. Once the text was released, we're working our way through it and determine, even on a commodity-by-commodity basis, what it'll mean. Our goal is to continually move forward to open up markets, to reduce restrictions, because we know American farmers and ranchers can compete. That whole Asian Pacific Rim is a growing market, a growing middle class. We're well positioned to supply that market. And so we think it's very important to get this agreement up there and done. It'll take a while probably for Congress to consider it. It's not going to happen probably this year. It'll be next year. But it needs to happen sooner rather than later.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.